Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Yay! Hey, everybody. Welcome to... Oh, the lights just came on. Welcome to another yet another episode of I Love Movies featuring me, Doug Benson. For my opening statement... Oh, here at the UCB Theater. For my opening statement, I'd like to say the only way I could be convinced to see the movie Music and Lyrics would be if the characters played by Hugh Grant and Drew Barrymore were actually named Music and Lyrics. Because then it would be in the running for the worst movie ever made. And as it is, it's just one I don't want to see. All right, my guest today on I Love Movies is a loyal fan of the show. So loyal, this guest makes the effort to come out late in the afternoon here in Los Angeles when we tape these things at the UCB Theater. I know taping it isn't the right word for it, but somehow we capture it and then present it to people later over the internet. Please welcome you, the studio audience. Yay! Look at you. You're all here, and I can see you because we brought the lights up. I'm just going to quickly ask some questions of some of you to determine who my favorites are and who deserves some sort of prize. You all deserve some sort of prize. I wish I brought enough prizes for everybody, but I don't think I did. Who? Raise your hand if you've been to more than one I Love Movies live podcast show. Oh, wow. So there's quite a few there. So now, well, keep them up. It's like Simon Says. Your arms are going to get really tired. Who here of those like apples? No. Who of the hands that are up, who have been to, you know, more than two I Love Movies podcasts? Put your hands down if you have only been to one or two. So more than two. Okay. More than three. Oh, this is exciting. More than four. There's only been 10. 10-ish. Nine. Your hand came down? More than five. Oh, these two. We're down to two people, and they are duking it out. This is ugly. More than six. Let's just jump right to it. Every time we've done it. Really? You've been to every one? Would you mind coming down here and being on this one? Come on down here. Come on. I love that answer, though. Would you mind being on this one? Yes. I mind. Here, have a seat. Talk into this thing. Yeah, you can take it out if you like. You prefer that? It's kind of a weird... There you go. There you go. What's your name?
Megan.
Megan?
Yes.
And how do you spell that, Megan? With an E and an A in there somewhere?
No, it's spelled like Megan.
It smelled like Megan? That's got an E and an A in it. Why'd you say no?
It's spelled wrong.
This is really start off on a bad... But you don't have that G. You don't have that GH in there, do you?
Oh, no.
Oh, well, God bless you, Megan. Who needs that crap? It's too complicated. Megans are supposed to be simple and sweet and not a lot of H and G. And all right. Name, I got that already. Where are you from, Megan?
Toluca Lake.
Toluca Lake, which is North Hollywood adjacent. Job? You have a job?
I have a job.
What do you do? You don't have to say it if it's like if you just skip work to be here.
I work at a cosmetics company.
Oh, okay. And did they know that you come to this all the time?
They do.
And you get off work in time to make it over here?
I do.
Because we do it kind of, you know, early. Have you seen any movies lately, Megan?
About two.
Really? So you just come to hear me talk about them instead of instead of actually going to them. That's a smart thing to do, if you ask me.
I can't afford movies.
They're all so stupid. You can afford I Love Movies at the UCB Theater because it's free every time. So far. We'll, as soon as it catches on, we'll charge people. But as long as it's free and only 20 people come, it will remain free because we're not greedy. I still have to ask you more questions.
You don't have
to. Most of my guests just yammer on and on about... They'll tell stories about actors, that stories they're not even in. If you tuned in last week for that snoozer about Alec Baldwin. Yeah, we get it. He said the hot chicks thing three times. That's how all good stories work. Sam Levine came out again this week to watch... to watch the taping. So when you say you've seen two movies, what two movies have you seen recently?
I saw...
Sorry for
Casino
the memory
Royale,
test. Casino Royale.
And Borat.
And Borat.
Yes.
And,
well, those are the only two that I paid for.
Right, right. Oh, we don't need to know about your sneaky action. What about... so those two, did you enjoy both of them?
I loved them.
Yeah, they're both really good. They both were in my top 10 and Wayne Fetterman's top 5, so nice work.
Nice.
What are you looking forward to seeing? Are you do you have any interest in seeing Black Snake Moan?
I'm not familiar with that.
Well, it stars Sam Jackson, Christina Ricci, and a long chain.
That'd be enough.
So I'm in. What about Reno...
oh, yeah, that one.
9/11, some people call it. I prefer to be respectful and call it Reno 911. They're making a movie called Reno 911 Miami, which is great location casting, because if there's one place in the world that's more fucked up than Reno, it's Miami. Now they're both in a title together. Never thought you'd see that happen, did you? Does look good, though. Megan's just going to sit here. Megan is just going to sit here. Oh, I liked how fast she corrected me. That is a lifetime of corrections that she's had to live with, so she is lightning fast. Megan here. That time she didn't do it. Megan is just going to sit and nod her head yes or no as I ask questions, which is the reason I'm not explaining it to the people sitting here. I'm explaining it to the people listening to this podcast that are going, what the fuck? Doug just keeps talking, and she keeps... No, you did warn me. You're saying you didn't want to come up here was a good sign of how this was going to go. So, excluding porn, let's talk. Tell me about some of your favorite movies of all time. I know, it's when people ask me that, I'm always like, whatever, you know, a Spinal Tap, you know? Like, I just, like, answer it begrudgingly, because it's really hard to... just have an absolute favorite, but there must be something that you really like, and you maybe something a lot of people didn't see. Like, you can hip them to, like, go see this, and you'll be pleasantly surprised. Netflix
Schindler's
this shit.
List.
Schindler's List. That is, see, now that's the thing. A lot of people didn't check out Schindler's List because they thought it'd be kind of a bummer. But Megan and I know that if you guys pop it in now, there's one scene in particular that you'll be so glad you watched it. You'll be like, overall it was a bummer, but that one part was really sweet.
Okay. I remembered another one.
Oh, good.
L.A. Confidential.
L.A. Confidential. That's a good one. Russell Crowe and Kevin Spacey, I think, at their best, not to mention James Cromwell and Guy Pearce. Like, they were all at the top of their game. They've all probably not done as well since in a movie.
Russell Crowe has.
Has he? Yeah. You're a big Russell Crowe fan?
Big.
Yeah? Do you own his music? Do you own 40-odd feet of grunts?
No.
Which, speaking of porn... That'd be a good title for a... have you ever been in a movie, Megan?
Not that I know of.
Not that you know about. You're supposed to adjust your tie when you say that. Not that I know about. Any Oscar predictions? Oscars are coming up. I hear Jennifer Hudson might win for her lack of talent. It's the word on the streets. Singing is not talent. Singing is not acting, Megan. So. You don't have
any.
You don't have any predictions. Babel. Babel will probably win Best Picture.
No.
You don't think so? You think Little Miss Sunshine is going to sneak in there and take it? You don't even know who's nominated?
No.
I love that about you. That is awesome. Have you ever worked with Alec Baldwin? I ask everybody that. And would you rather give or receive in the Leonard Maltin game? Because it's that time, Megan. You have to play the Leonard Maltin game.
I will give.
You will give. She's going to give. And while you're doing that, I'm going to start showing everybody the fabulous prizes that are up for grabs tonight on I Love Movies. First of all, we've got Pup Light. Light your way and your dog. It's a light that goes around the dog's neck so it can see where it's going. But for the selfish owner, you can also kind of watch where you're going if you stay near your dog. It helps you find your dog when off-leash. That's what it says right on there. This just seems horrible to me that there is such a thing, but I don't have a dog, so there's the Pup Light. I got a shirt in here. It says something on it. It says Plaster City Digital Post. I think they did the post-production on the Sarah Silverman program on Comedy Central. So somehow I ended up with that. And then, oh, this is kind of a cool shirt. It says, "Keep it medical." And then there's a picture of heroin. No, there's a picture of a pot. There's a pot leaf on it. A picture of a pot leaf. What am I, stupid?
Yes.
Okay, Megan's got one for me. Here we go.
All right. Year 1995. Rennie Santoni.
Friends of Rini Santoni call him Rini, but that's cool.
Okay. Olivia Hack.
Olivia Hack. Okay, go on.
Jesse Lee.
Don't know who that is.
Jennifer Elise Cox.
Ooh, I do know who that is. Hang on a second. Jennifer Elise Cox and Rini Santoni. Is it one of the Brady Bunch movies?
Yes.
Okay, keep giving me more names. I'll tell you which one it was.
Okay. Where was I? Paul Sutera.
A very Brady fuckfest. No. I was going to say that no matter who the next name was. I'm sorry, who?
Paul Sutera.
Mm-hmm.
Christine Taylor.
Okay. Marcia.
Christopher Daniel Barnes.
Mm-hmm. Greg or Peter.
Henriette Mantel.
Alice.
Jean Smart.
I don't know what she played in that. The president's crazy wife.
She played the next door neighbor.
Oh, the next door neighbor.
Wife of.
Oh, so it's the first one. The first. The first Brady movie.
You're
right. Michael McKean.
Okay, cool. Yep. Michael McKean too. All right. So Megan, there's also a Dreamgirls book. Which is why I didn't care for the movie, because I read the book first. That's available. I'm going to let you pick any two of all these items. There's the Marijuana Logs original soundtrack recording. I'm in that. It's available on ComedyCentralRecords.com. Whoa, another Dreamgirls book. Oh, that was just the picture book. This is the real book. This, the one's just got pictures in it, but this has got words about singing. And then we've got Flags of Our Fathers, the adapted screenplay in a book, in book form, which war movies in books are awesome. All the bloodshed. Ooh, speaking of Cate Blanchett, I should just give you this, you weirdo. Sam Levine, ladies and gentlemen. We got The History Boys, the script of that. I'm in WGA, so they send me all these, and then they just sit around, because I didn't even see these movies, let alone want to read them. Thank You for Smoking. I actually like that movie. That almost made my top 10 last year. And, oh, Little Miss Sunshine, the screenplay for that, which I especially like his lines. And I pointed to the guy who doesn't talk. Okay. So that's the bag of fun. You got any two things, a shirt, a pup light, a CD of my pot jokes, or any one of these books.
Can I just get the
waters? What would you like? You just want two waters? Here you go. Good choice. Two bottles of, I'm not going to say the brand name.
How about a marijuana logs and a water?
Oh, okay, marijuana logs and a water. Those go great together. Well done, Megan. Thank you for coming on our show. The first guest, there you go, to not be a comedian or actor. She just works in the cosmetics field. And we got a little time left. Or don't we? What time did this one start? Oh, yeah, we got some time. We got a lot of time. All right.
How you doing?
This is the second biggest fan.
How are you?
Of I Love Movies.
I'm a huge Doug Benson mark.
A huge Doug Benson what?
That means a fan.
A mark?
Yeah. Like, I mark out for Doug Benson. Like, I could tell you very obscure things about Doug Benson. Not like in a stalker way, but...
No, but, you know, with my lifestyle, I'm sure there's plenty of things about me that I don't know.
It's really...
And I would like to keep it that way. Well, I'm glad that you're honored. What's your name, Richard?
Dave.
Okay, Dave. Because we have... Dave and I have met before, actually, and so I don't know... I guess you could still call yourself a fan if you'd like.
Yeah,
but,
I guess...
But generally, when you actually know the person...
Yeah.
You know...
I guess we're...
You're not necessarily a fan.
Yeah. I love the show. I love you. I love your work. In a non-Brokeback Mountain way, you sick... Whatever.
Now, let me ask you. Is there a GH in Dave?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
All right. Now, I'm going to ask you all the same questions I asked Megan. Might spend a little less time on them with you, because I bet you'll actually have answers that I'll have to cut off.
Okay.
We know your
name. I'll be brief.
We know your name is Dave. Where are you from originally, Dave?
Detroit, Michigan.
I've been there. Did not like it. just the last time I was there. Other times I've been there was great. And what do you do for a living, Dave?
You probably won't believe this, but I don't do anything, but I won on a bunch of game shows last year, so I don't have to work.
And when you audition for a game show, do you say, when they say, what do you do for a living, you say game shows?
No. I make up something.
That would
creative.
Shut it down. You say, you're a student, right?
Yeah, or I'm an arcade manager. That's a good one.
All right.
You know.
And isn't there have a water. Thanks. Isn't there some sort of time? Isn't there like a constraint on game show contestants?
Yeah,
that you can't...
I got into a little trouble with that, but I beat it. I contested it and got to keep my money.
You beat the rap in game show court?
Mm. Well, like on One Versus 100, you can have been on another show, and you actually go on as a former champion from another show.
Right.
So I went on as a champion from World Series of Pop Culture, but they tried to take away the car I won on Starface because I was on World Series of Pop Culture, but I fought it and I got to keep the car. This is all true.
What'd you win on World Series of Pop Culture?
$25,000. For qualifying, wow. But the grand prize was $250,000.
That's still pretty good, though. I didn't know they had such a good qualifying prize, 25 grand.
Yeah.
I thought that show was cheaper than that. Or
no,
whatever.
It's from the same people who did Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yeah, but it's on VH1.
Yeah. You're on VH1.
Yeah, and I see my checks every week.
There you go.
So that's why I'm surprised. I'm waiting for that 25 grand. You seen any movies lately, Dave?
I did. I saw...
What's the most recent movie you saw?
Smoking Aces, an epic movie.
You, did you see one and sneak into the other?
Yep.
Of course you did.
Yes.
I have a feeling that's a, kind of a pattern in your life.
You can read me like a cheap novel.
So, which one was better? I wouldn't even be able to guess. Yeah. I wouldn't even be able to hazard a guess because they both...
Yeah, it was kind of a dogfight. Smoking Aces.
Which one was slightly
much.
Better? Okay,
Smoking Aces.
And probably just because at least it's got some cool actors in it.
Right, yeah.
I've been seeing like Jeremy Piven's going on talk shows talking about how proud he is of it and it's the greatest work he's ever done. That guy's been awesome in a ton of things.
Oh, yeah.
And now, since he's a star of Smoking Aces, he's going to go on Regis and Kelly and talk it up. But yeah. It's like, come on, man.
And like everybody's in that movie. It's like Ben Affleck, Ryan, right? And just, ugh. No, it's a mess.
An epic movie, of course, has
Call Penn
and Crispin Glover right. playing Johnny Depp, playing Gene Wilder, playing the role he was born to play, and no one else should fucking touch it.
But there's a huge Narnia subplot in Epic Movie.
Narnia?
I was listening to last week's podcast before.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I like it when you do
the
research.
Sam Levine, he is just a wordy bastard.
Yeah, he talks.
He was going off about Alec Baldwin wouldn't shut up, blah, 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 whatever.
Wow, that's painful. That this guest from the audience is attacking former guests. But what were we talking about?
No, I said there's a huge Narnia subplot in Epic Movie.
Because that's what they call it an epic
Narnia.
Narnia instead of
with
just
a silent
Narnia.
G.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. And and doesn't like the girl in it, she like kicks the beaver when it starts talking.
Yeah, it's retarded.
Yeah. It looks like fun. Looks like it's a, you know, pleasant diversion after sitting through Smoking Aces. Oh, I know what I'll do. I'll not pay to go waste a lot more of my time. Boy, will I show them. And then parking will still be $8 when you go to leave, right? Like, you can't jump around at, like, the Grove because they get you on the parking at
the
end.
No, this was up at Cineplex.
And there's a way
to
Odeon?
There's a way to weasel free parking up there, too.
How do you do that?
You go into the Frankenstein lot and say that you're filling out employee paperwork. Saves you $11 every time, folks. The Frankenstein lot off of Lancashire.
God, they're going to be like, wow, we've got 20 people filling out employee paperwork today. Now, Megan, is this spelled without a G and an H?
Well, there's just so many places up at CityWalk.
Oh,
so
yeah,
you could
yeah.
be going to Bubba Gump Shrimp to fill out employee paperwork at 11 o'clock on a Friday. It's better than paying $11. I'm a cheap bastard.
Well, that's preferred parking's 11, right?
Mm. I don't know. I've never paid.
What's... He doesn't even know what he's saving.
I don't.
That's the key to big savings, is to not even know. All right. Well, that was a good answer.
Thank you.
Favorite all-time movie? No porn?
I have real eclectic taste. Angel Heart with De Niro as the devil I liked a lot. Mickey Rourke. And all the Kevin Smith movies except...
What was his name in that? Was it like
Lucifer?
Lucifer. Oh, my God.
I liked most of the Kevin Smith movies.
Most of them?
Yeah, I didn't like...
If you had to throw out Dogma...
Yeah, I wasn't a big... Well, I'm a
good.
Jew, so... like,
that's why you didn't like Dogma?
It didn't make any sense to me.
Oh, okay.
I was lost. Alanis Morissette as God was kind of interesting.
Kind of.
Yeah. And then this year, my favorite movie, I was a big Borat fan this year.
Oh, okay, good.
But I haven't seen Children of Men, so
well,
I could sway.
See it. I hear it's playing somewhere where you can park for free.
Yeah.
If you pull into the Frankenstein lot.
Yeah, there you go. Don't you think everybody's going to do that now? See, that was a good tip on
know.
The old
a,
I Love Movies.
It's a fantastic tip. I don't know who's going to do it necessarily because, you know, as soon as you get out of the car and walk to the movie theater without ever filling out any paperwork.
Dude, it is enormous there. They don't
somebody,
hit the guy is so
it is
high
a big
in
place.
That booth. Jesus.
They're going to come back. They're going to take away your car. Let's see how we're doing on time here. Pretty good, pretty good. Are you getting excited about possibly getting
Moulton.
Two of these items?
Yeah.
Do you have your eye?
Do
you have your eyes on some things?
Yeah.
All right.
See,
so
unlike
want...
Mr. Levine, I'm a big Dreamgirls man.
All right. Well, start picking out a movie for me while I ask you the rest of these questions.
Okay.
Any Oscar predictions?
I think, Jennifer Hudson for sure. Babel for Best Picture. I mean, it's kind of lame, Oscar.
Way to stick your neck out with the two predictions I've already made.
Yeah.
And have you ever worked with Alec Baldwin?
No.
Okay.
Stephen Baldwin.
You worked with him?
Mm-hmm.
Are you in Biodome?
No.
Did your name used to be Paulie?
Ooh.
You got one for me? Pick out a good one.
Oh, yeah.
It's gonna be
oh, no,
last.
You already did this one. Fuck.
What do you mean I already did that one?
I was at another show and you had that one.
Which one was it?
Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man.
Oh, shit. Someone stumped me on that one. I didn't get it.
Ooh, I have an awesome one.
Okay, what year?
Okay. Oh, God, this is great. Okay, 1986.
Uh-huh.
Thomas Dolby.
Wait. This is a movie game, not a singing game.
I know.
All right.
This is a
keep
total
going.
Movie.
Keep going.
David Paymer.
I was just on a plane with him recently, and I thought, if this fucker crashes, and the headline says, dude from City Slickers dies, and a comedian was also
so
on
not
board.
This.
Yeah, that would suck. Okay, David Paymer, Thomas okay. Dolby, keep going.
Virginia Capers.
Oh, Capers. She's old, I think. Keep going.
Miles Chapin.
Miles Chapin.
Okay.
That's how I pronounce it. No relation to... And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon. Okay, keep going.
Holly Robinson.
Pete?
Now Holly Robinson Pete.
Sans Pete?
Sans Pete. This
oh,
is pre-Pete.
This is pre-Pete.
Pre-Pete.
Oh, man. Pre-Pete. Pre-Pete Holly Robinson. Okay, keep going.
Veteran character actor Paul Guilfoyle. I butchered his name, but whatever.
Yeah, he's on CSI.
Right.
Okay, keep going.
Tim Robbins. And then the next two are giveaway.
I don't know who that is. Tim Robbins.
Susan.
I'm just kidding. Wait. Tim Robbins.
So you should
Thomas
I recap?
Dubley.
Thomas Dolby. David Paymer. Virginia Capers. Miles Chapin. Holly Robinson. Sans Pete. Paul Guilfoyle. And Tim Robbins. And the next two are giveaways. Throwing the towel, Benson.
Tim Robbins is third build.
And this was
a not
big
War of the Worlds. What was the year again?
86.
86.
Got a lot of press.
Movie. Got a lot of
it's
press.
It's an infamous movie.
Is that a clue? Is
yeah,
that has something
that's
to do with Truman Capote?
No.
Oh. It's an infamous movie.
30 seconds.
Tim Robbins is third build. Shit. It's not Mystic River.
Hey, would you like one of the giveaways?
Give me one of the giveaways.
All right. Accused pedophile Jeffrey Jones.
I love the way you should write for Leonard Maltin's book. They just list the names. You give a nice description of... Jeffrey Jones is supposed to give it away?
I would think so, because there's only one more, and you should get it by now, because this is an infamous 1986 movie, executive produced by a legend in science fiction.
Oh, shit. So all those people were, like, under heavy makeup and shit?
Mm-hmm. Just the, well, sort of.
It's a science fiction movie.
Not really.
Oh.
I'll give you
oh,
one
but it's
more
produced by a science fiction
guy.
Oh,
okay. One more clue.
Okay.
Has something in common with Ghost Rider. 1986. Jeffrey Jones, Tim Robbins.
Has something Holly in common with Ghost Rider.
Infamous, 1986.
If you say infamous one more time, I'm going right, to leap
how about
over this table.
Infamous bomb.
Oh, did what rating did Maltin give it?
How do I read his ratings? I mean, how do I read his ratings?
It's usually somewhere near the
yeah, it's on the bottom, movie. Just one.
One star.
One dot next to a V.
That's for violence. All right, give me the last name.
Caroline and the City Star, Leah Thompson. They know it.
What the fuck is this thing?
Oh, come on!
Leah Thompson was the lead in a movie?
Yes. And it wasn't... No.
Somebody guessed something.
It wasn't Rockstar.
No, she was a rock star.
Oh, she was a rock star in it. Oh, god damn it. Howard the fucking Duck.
Yeah. Howard the fucking Duck.
See, I would beg to differ that she was the star of that movie.
That's Maltin. That's Maltin.
But no, you could have gone on to say Howard the Duck himself.
Let's just admit, I just kicked his ass at Maltin.
He said Tim Robbins.
I thought he said Tim Curry.
No, he said Tim Robbins. But that would have really been a good excuse. Yeah, and I'm trying to do a show here. Quit yelling. That would have been a great excuse for me if he'd have said Tim Curry as an audience member named Sam Levine contends.
Yeah.
Because then I'd be like, that's fucking wrong.
This was so cool.
I'd be as mad as you are, Sam. But instead, I'm mad at myself because I never knew Thomas Dolby was in that.
I didn't.
And who's the voice of Howard?
I would say Thomas Dolby.
You think?
I think so.
Oh, maybe it was. Weird.
She blinded me with science.
Yeah.
This is really cool. I actually beat you at Maltin. Because I sit here week after week.
You picked Howard the Duck is a great one to pick.
Yeah, I sit here week after week.
Tim Robbins should have been the one right there. I should have caught it, but like I was just so
I can't believe you didn't get it after Leah Thompson.
By him being the third lead didn't make sense to me.
Remember the
sex
scene?
Why does Jeffrey Jones get bigger billing than Tim Robbins?
Because Tim Robbins wasn't as big at that point. Jeffrey Jones was like Ferris Bueller per principal. And
you're right, you're right. You should go on a game show.
Well, thank you, Dave.
Well,
would
you
like
so
to pick
much.
Some prizes?
I would.
Which two things would you like?
I'm definitely going for the Dreamgirls book, and I'm going to make it Benson's Choice. Like Sophie's Choice.
What do I want the least, rest of the audience? Because they're all going. They're all going, so I'll give you the dog light.
All right, well, thank you so much.
Turn on your dog light! Classic Kenny Loggins, or no, Neil Diamond. That was Dave, who you might know from game shows. And I'm Doug, who you know from I Love Movies. It's so funny, I have to look to see what my last line is. I really should have it memorized by this point. Till next time, this is Doug Benson saying, Willem Dafoe is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room.